Mr. Dell.
Hello, is Grace Colton there?
No.
May I speak with you? I am calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
We will probably vote.
Probably. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 70.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you a race?
I'm white.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Trump's Project 2025.
Okay, say that again now.
Yeah, Trump's Project 2025. How would you rate it from 0 to 100?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, all right, thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
I don't know. It's about a 50-50 thing. Some of the things they do I like, some of the things they do I don't like.
Okay, thank you so much. And Jamil Bynum?
And what was that?
Yeah, Jamil Bynum. How would you rate from 0 to 100? Or if you have no...
Is that a person that you're saying?
Yeah, Jamil Bynum.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard of her before.
Never heard. All right, thank you. And Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about her, so I don't have much to say about her either.
Oh, all right, thank you. And Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, he's needs to retire.
And how would you rate it from 0 to 100?
0 being the least appreciative, is that the way you want me to vote?
Zero means that... I'm sorry. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, and, from 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Yeah, I would put it at about a 10.
A 10. Thank you so much. Kamala Harris?
Yeah, about the same, yeah.
It is
I'd make her a 0.
A 0. Okay, thank you so much. And Republicans in Congress?
I don't know. I tend to be a little bit more Republican than I do Democrat, but they're all such liars and manipulators, and I just don't trust them. You know?
Would you give them a rate from 0 to 100? Or maybe you would just say that you have no opinion.
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you. And what about MAGA Republicans?
Yeah, don't really trust them.
How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Thank you. And what about J.D. Vance?
You know, I don't really know a lot about the guy, but yeah, he'd sell his soul to be in the White House. So I don't really trust him. Zero.
Zero. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'd have to do some more research. I probably wouldn't vote for anybody. I just usually vote on issues and bonds and things like that, but I don't usually vote for people because I don't trust them and I don't want to be held responsible for all their lies.
Oh, well, but if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward? Would you lean
none.
Toward from none? All right. Thank
no.
you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Jill Stein.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither one.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win in the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, or Republican Donald Trump, or someone else?
Somebody else.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janiel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Probably Dreamer. I don't like I said, I don't really vote for people.
All right, thank you so much. And even though you are not supporting Janiel Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance?
Yeah.
Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
There's some things that I like I like that he's taking care of Ukraine, and I like that he's taking care of Israel. You know, and I don't like what he's doing on the border, but, you know.
And would you say that you maybe strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Just somewhat disapprove. I don't know. I'm right in the middle. There's a couple of things that he does that I like I said. I like his stance on Iran. I like his stance with Israel. But I didn't like what he did in Afghanistan, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Yeah. I don't know enough about her to really make an opinion.
Would you say that maybe strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve, I guess.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 63% of the survey, and I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now I'm going to read you to use some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. And, well, the first statement says Chavez Dreamer has embraced Trump, whose Extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminate the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Reamer is a vote to undermine our democracy. After hearing this, would you say that for you is a great deal or quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And the next one says, Lori Chavez the Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. After hearing this, could you say that is a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, that troubles you about the Reamer?
Yeah, I don't trust her at all.
Would you say that this is not at all, troubles you about supporting Chavez the Reamer after hearing this statement?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't trust her.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, the next one says, Lori Chavez the Reamer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%. Making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Hearing this, would you say that it make you or trouble for supporting Chavez the Reamer a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I wouldn't vote for her at all.
All right, thank you. And the next one says, Chavez the Reamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her Paris campaign. Would you say that is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And just two more statements. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez the Reamer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans in 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs for cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. Would you say that it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't like it at all.
All right, thank you. And just the last statement about this. Chavez the Reamer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez the Reamer. Would you say that it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I don't trust him at all.
Thank you so much. Now, I am going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Neither one.
Neither one. All right. Thank you so much. Even though you say you are undecided, well, if you have to decide, which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat Jeanne Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Maybe Democrat.
The Democrat. All right. Thank you. Now, I want to read you a statement that Jeanne Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanne Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and an anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. Supporters of Jeanne Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Remer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Remer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Remer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanne Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
I wouldn't vote for either one.
Thank you so much. And, well, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for either one.
Thank you so much. And, well, in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.